Well, the integrated resource plan is probably the most important planning process this region has ever done for looking at how you're going to match generation with loads. And originally SEPA, we were going to do our own, and then the state stepped in at the last minute and said, "Nah, we're going to do one for all of Southeast, and we'll do yours." And they kind of delayed the project, but finally, last month, the proposals were received by the state, and I was actually on the evaluation committee, and Black and Veatch was selected of three proposals, because four were received, but one was rejected because it was non-responsive. So Black and Veatch is going to do the work. They did the rail belt integrated resource planning work that was recently completed. It took a couple years. And they've teamed up with HDR, which is a kind of a hydro engineering firm specializing in hydro, and a pretty good team. I was impressed with how they did the rail belt IRP.
And so what is it going to be? What are they actually going to look at, like the needs of the future and how it should all be connected together?
Exactly. No, it's going to look at both transmission and generation and looking at where transmission lines make some sense. But more importantly, looking at renewable resources, what generation projects can be added into the future and kind of create a priority list of projects for Southeast Alaska that can be taken to the legislature for potential consideration.
Is it all larger projects that would power multiple communities, or are they looking at even small run-of-the-river type things?
Oh,
or
I think it's going to be a mixture of everything. Yeah.
How can people follow that process? Is it an open process, or do they just come up with a report?
There's an advisory committee that has been formed. It was put together by the Alaska Energy Authority. All of the electric utility superintendents are on it. There's community representation. I think Mayor Jeremy Maxan from Wrangell's on it, and I'm not sure the others. I do have the list, but I didn't bring it. There's, of course, Forest Service representation, because obviously most of the projects or transmission lines cross or on Forest Service land.
When is the draft going to come out of the study?
Well, by October. I think that's really optimistic. One other thing I'd like to point out is the state didn't put enough money in this thing. They're not going to be able to do the level of detail that we would do. The contractor's price is $400,000. We know that we're going to have to do hire engineers and consultants and experts to do the level of detail we think is necessary to really evaluate the potential projects. And it's probably going to take us longer than just a year to get it done.